Jim, did you call me back?
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I don't mean to be a pain in the ass. But does that include any social media?
No, no. Social media is $50 more. $249. So we can do social media.
What $50 a month.
Yeah, $50 more a month. Yeah.
So I'll tell them $400 for just the site where we'll show up in the other areas in just this area.
Yeah.
On Google, and for another $100 a month, he'll do all the social media.
Yeah,
we'll
and build it,
everything.
And
they're going to drive business here.
Yep, correct, yes. Yeah.
Well, his website's already built, so.
No, it'll be the
first
social
him
media website. Yep. Social media one, we'll build him one.
He has everything set up already, though.
No, no, I'm saying he doesn't have a social media account, does he?
He has Instagram, Facebook. I made him up a TikTok.
Oh, okay.
I made him up a YouTube channel.
Okay, wow, Jesus Christ.
You know, I know, but I fucking hooked this motherfucker up and he's like not even thankful for it.
We need to take care of you, man. Take care of
you.
You
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so this is my chance to make a few bucks.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to tell him $400 for just the website and $500. But he doesn't need the social media.
Then he doesn't have to pay the additional $50. It's up to him.
Right. Forget about the social media.
I would do it. Yeah, if he wants to.
What do you mean? You would do what?
For a barbershop, I would do social media. Why not?
Social media is better for the barbershop. You understand? But what are you going to do for the social media? You're going to post things to his site?
No, this is how it works. This is even better, Jim. So anybody
you're going to market it.
Yeah, anybody that's on Facebook, anybody in that area within, 30 miles is going to see.
Okay, I got it. Say no more. I got it. That's what I needed to know.
Yeah,
it's $50 or more, and you're going to market the social media and the website, all one big package, $500 a month. If you don't like it, there's no signed contract. You can quit at any time. I think you should do it.
Absolutely.
You got a job for me?
Yeah, I got a job for you. You're gonna keep the change. You're gonna keep the change because he'll pay you and you pay me. So you're actually getting the money up front.
He's gonna pay you and you're gonna do him and me. That's what we gotta do here.
Okay.
I don't wanna take no money out of here. I want what he's getting is what I'm getting too. That's what I want. And then when I start making money, I'll bring the other side aboard. And we'll do that one too.
Well, the billing has
Can
to
we
be
do that or not?
The billing, Jim, the billing has to be who's gonna actually pay the bill for your side,
he's gonna see Booker Rupert too then.
Right, exactly, because the invoice is gonna go to him. So, the invoice is gonna go to you, your email, but if it's his credit card.
Yeah, well, I could tell him he has to pay me. I could have him pay me my credit card, and I'll make the payments.
Exactly, that's what I was telling you. Exactly, correct.
But or I could tell him $500, and you could put the $250 towards my bill. Can you do that or no?
Yeah, but it has to be separate. It has to be a separate for him not to know, for the guy at the barbershop not to know.
I have to run it all.
Yep, you have to do it yourself. Yeah, you have to find out somehow either he zills you or Venmo or cash, Cash App, whatever it is. He has to forward the money.
Yeah, he Cash App me the money.
Yeah, Cash App.
All right, so he's probably not going to go for that.
Yeah,
he's probably not going to go for that
because you're hiding that particular. The account has to show some charges separately. I can't charge $500 and then create two different businesses. No. Each one is separately charged. So that's what I'm trying to warn you. It could work, but you have to get the money up front from him and say, okay, I'm doing the marketing for you.
I can tell him it's a $500 deposit to get you started and $250 a month after that. This way I could just get mine started for nothing. You understand?
Well, you could go $250 deposit and $250 monthly, yeah. $250 for the setup. You could do this. This is what you could do. Oh man.
Yeah, $250 for the setup.
Yeah.
$250 for the month, and then it's $250 a month after that.
Monthly. Yeah.
And then when I turn it over to him, I don't look like a bad guy because he's paying you $250 a month.
He's paying $250 a month.
Because I'm actually, I became friends with the guy. That's why I did this. You understand?
Yeah.
But yeah, friends absolutely. And business is not good to mix. You know what I'm saying?
It's like family. It's the same thing with family, Jim.
Yeah, fucking, I don't work for family. And I shouldn't work for friends either, especially for free. You know what it is? I was doing really bad and I needed money. That's what it was. But I got so fucking deep into it, you know, that I neglected my shit and fucking worked on his. You follow what I'm saying? And I hooked this guy up. And you know, and I'm not reaping any rewards for it.
82 reviews in 6 months is insane, my friend. Insanity, especially for a social, for a little, for a barbershop. That's insane numbers. That's insane. 5.0, the reviews, 82 reviews.
Yeah, that's because insane. I taught him how to do everything, you understand?
Yeah,
and I told him that you have to get reviews, and he makes sure he gets a review from everybody he does.
And look at that,
you
know? 5.0. Yeah.
That's and a he's a really nice guy, so, and he's a really nice guy, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be easy for him to get them, you understand?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Because they, you know, they want him to be there. They want him to, you know, he does the right good. He's a really good fucking barber, you know. But he's a fucking dingbat, you know.
Well, you know him better than
like
I do,
just,
right?
I just tried telling him, listen, bro, Monday and Tuesday, he sits there from fucking 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Not one person walks in the place.
Wow.
You understand? So
I
tell him, let's just do a little social media advertisement and say, you know, from Monday from 8 to 1 is $20 haircut. You're taking $5 off on the haircut, but you're gaining a fucking customer. I have trust. He goes, I have trust, and he hangs up on me.
But you're absolutely right. It's the downtime. Capitalize it, knock another $5, and get some people in and out of the door. And
exactly. Not only they're going to be repeat customers.
Oh, even better.
You know
Jim.
What I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Jim,
what's
your background?
Stupid, this
Jim,
fucking guy.
What was your background? What's your background, man?
What do you mean? Nationality
did you
or
go to marketing? No. Did you go to marketing? What was your background?
No. I'm gonna tell you what I did in a nutshell. I'm a roofing contractor. Okay. For all these years.
Yes.
1999, I saw a friend of mine fucking up on Google. So I had an idea to build a website of NYC Building Supply and advertise all the fucking building supply houses, you know, electrical, plumbing, you know, everything there is, fencing. There's so many categories, you understand?
Yeah.
And then on the top of that site, I was going to advertise my roofing company. You understand what I'm saying? Plus make money every month, you know, from fucking advertisement. Then I decided that I should do a contractor referral service, and my motto was, you know, who knows your contractors better than your local building supply? You follow me?
That's right,
and
absolutely. Yeah.
So I went to this guy. I was going to pay him $2,500 to get the site up to Google, right? Because he was the Google king at the time.
Right.
So this guy went on vacation for 2 weeks. I got impatient. So I got on the computer and I started building all these fucking websites, right?
Wow.
And I never built a website in my life. I never picked up a fucking mouse. Okay?
Oh,
a friend of mine came by, showed me a few things. This was all HTML at the time. I built fucking 30 sites. I says, one of them's got to go up to the top, right? So, lo and behold, all 30 of my fucking sites went up to the top. I took over the first few pages of Google in every category, bro. I was the fucking, wait a minute, this guy called me up. Listen to me, I made this guy the prince. He was looking to have me killed. I swear to my kids, bro. He was trying to have me bumped off. I heard he tried to put a contract on me because I opened up Pandora's box, which he was right. But check this out. Now, the fucking first day it rained, I had the first 20 categories, all my roofing company.
Yeah.
I got 189 phone calls.
Oh, my
goodness. So now I'm like, dude, I'm going to be so rich. And by the time I was ending, answering 800, every time I got up the phone ring, it was like ridiculous. I never seen anything like it, you know. And this was no cell phones, no beep, you know, it was beepers back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now, by the time I got to like the 100th phone call and I'm calling contractors, I'm doing this all by myself with one fucking phone line. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling contractors, trying to get them to go do the job. Forget it. I was going out of my mind. Nobody saw the vision that I saw.
Yeah,
and I couldn't get anyone to help me start this business off the ground. About a month later, I see an advertisement for Angie's List. Okay? Mm. And this is exactly what I was trying to do. You understand? And yeah. I had fucking, listen to me, I own roofingcontracting.com, yeah. pavingcontracting.com, every fucking contracting com. I had 132 domain names, all related right. to the same thing.
Yeah.
I fucking took over the market, you understand?
And
I could have did this nation fucking wide, just like she did. Nobody sort of, I would have been a fucking multi-millionaire today.
Yeah, because you would have sold the .com.
If just one person, you know, no wait, if just one person fucking listened to my vision with all of this, you understand? Because it would have been a growing business, and I needed an office with web design, SEO guys, people cold calling, I needed a whole office, manager, the whole fucking
team,
thing, you know?
You needed a team.
And I had no business skills. I had no business doing what I was doing. You follow me? But I couldn't get anyone to see the vision that I saw. How about this? Angela just sold her fucking business like 2 years ago to fucking Home Advisor for $125 million. On top of the million she made every year. You understand what I'm saying? This is what I wanted to fucking kill my ex-wife because she wouldn't help me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, forget it, bro. It was a nightmare. So that's how I got into knowing all about the computer. And then for all these years I've been on the top of fucking Google. The Google Maps. That's what's been giving me fucking business all these
and
years.
And that's what I'm pushing.
And I never very Google rarely Maps. Did any other advertisement. You understand? I was doing really good with them.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was they changed their whole algorithm around now again on me, you understand? Mm-hmm. And I can't keep up with it, bro.
Well, that's why you're paying our company.
I can't keep up with it.
We have professionals. We have a team that is dedicated.
That's why I'm doing this.
To that. Exactly, yeah. It's less headaches.
I had 411 Local that was doing it for me for a while.
Yeah,
and it was...
Okay.
They fucked up my fucking website, though.
I heard about it.
I had a 300-page website, and then it got to the point where I had it converted to mobile. You understand?
And
you know, the bigger the website, the better you're going to be. You follow what I'm saying? That's why I don't mind adding pages and content. You know, I was the content thief for fucking Google. I would go rob content from other companies across the country and fucking put it onto my shit just to build content. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had no time, so I had to rush through everything. I was fucking robbing fucking images. I was getting sued left and right. I bought this is Leslie, I'm going to tell you. You know, you're familiar with Zagat?
No, I never heard of them.
This is Zagats. How old are you?
55.
You had to hear Zagat. The restaurant fucking survey. The restaurant, you get a Zagat award. You're like the best restaurant in the city.
Yeah. Back then,
Maybe I'm not saying it right. Zagat, something like that.
Yeah,
so it was a review place. People would do reviews on it. It was the first one that was out before fucking Yelp and everybody.
Yeah. And
Zagat surveys. They were worldwide, though, and they were known. They had a book out. And if you made it into that book, then you became a successful restaurant. That's how Zagat surveys was. Okay, I wound up buying the domain name Zagat Surveys, right?
Wow.
So I figured, I could go and sell other stuff on here and just use that name when people search, because back then you would sell anything online, you know what I'm saying?
So
I bought the fucking domain name January 19th of 99.
Wow.
Right?
Okay,
No. January 19th of 2000, I think it was. And that year, 19 days before I bought it, they came out with a law that you can't buy somebody's domain name if they're already in business. Okay? So the guy calls me up, and I tell him, listen, I only paid like $6 for it at the time, guy calls me up, a lawyer from the fucking place. He says, listen, you can't sell that. I says, well, you got to give me something for it. I said, make me an offer. And the guy got pissed off and hung up and spent $1,600 to fucking sue me. $1,600 in 2000 is like $160,000 today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A schmuck. He could have given me $500 for it. I would have been happy. But you know what I did? I held on to it for another 10 years purposely. Because you could own the domain and you just can't use it.
Right, exactly.
You follow me?
Yeah.
And I just fucking stuck it to them and held on.
Yeah,
they were sweating their balls off for 10 years.
Yes, you did.
You know, you want to fuck me, I'm fucking your back. I'm from New York, bitch. You know, so I had a lot of interesting times with that. But to be honest with you, building websites, and I just, at the time this I did this, I just bought a house. I just had a kid. I just bought two brand new cars.
Yeah.
My wife was sick in fucking bed from the pregnancy. So I didn't sleep for like 96 hours straight.
Oh my God.
I used to go.
Oh my God.
You know, I couldn't even see straight. So let alone make a right decision. Well, you understand? I put too much on my plate. I should have held off with that, made some money, let my kid get older another year or two, and then got into it. You understand? I tried to do too much at once, and I killed myself. I got 12 domain names left. That's it. Out of 132. In the past few years, I lost a lot of them.
You were smart. Can you imagine if you would have got, KFC.com, PepsiCola.com, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, but I got into it a little too late.
Yeah. If you
but there were still great names available.
Really?
At my time, you know? Oh. Yeah.
All right. But I was just thinking about that. RotoRooter.com? Can you imagine RotoRooter?
Yeah.
Nationwide, they'll pay you thousands of dollars for that. They'll pay you thousands.
Yeah, a lot of companies did. Yeah. A lot of companies did. That's what made me buy it, but I was too late on the jump.
Got it.
And then I bought a lot of them after the fucking date. They changed the date because everyone was doing it. You understand? I fucked up. If I would have did it one sooner or 2 weeks sooner, I would have made it.
Got it. Okay.
You understand? But, shit happens. Yeah. You live and learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I made a lot of mistakes in my life.
We know how to handle problems.
I made a lot of mistakes in my life. That's why I have no fucking money left. I gave everything to my ex-wife, my kids. Yeah. And I'm fucking left myself with nothing. And now after COVID and my site going down, I told you, they robbed my fucking listing. For 4 months, I didn't have it. That's what started it. Then they stole my truck. I lost everything I owned in my garage because I wasn't making money. I mean, one dramatic thing happened after another. But I'm a fucking Capricorn, and I'm from New York, and I'm a survivor.
That's it.
I don't have that much more time to live, so I got to do what I got to do now.
Yep, exactly.
Anyway, let me try to get busy tonight. Call you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim. Take care. All right.
Thanks for listening, man.
You got it. All right.